بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Uz Anas bin Malik radijallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore coarse clothing and ate coarse food. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate simple and inexpensive. He was very simple and inexpensive. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not indulge in worldly luxuries, unlike the trend amongst affluent people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would eat what was readily available, such as dates, bread, meat, etc., and dislike indulgence in these pleasures. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that never did two foods enter the belly of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at one time, at one sitting. If he ate meat, he would eat meat only. And if he had bread, he ate bread alone. And if he had dates, he would not eat anything else without it. The Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the first innovation that crept into the ummah after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to eat one's fill. This practice increases the mass of the body, weakens the heart, and causes one's desire to multiply. This hadith means that when food will be in abundance, people will become obese, and they will follow their desires. This will make them lazy to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is indeed a tremendous loss. Al-Ma'ini rahimahullah ta'ala writes that eating so much that one becomes lethargic and sleepy is makruh. Abu Ja'la radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once saw an obese person and said to him, "If only your resources were utilized for other reasons, it would have been better for you." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant that if only he had used his time and wealth in a more fruitful way, it would have been beneficial to him. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A tall glutton, a person who eats a lot, will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, who constantly engage in eating and drinking. And in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not even have value equivalent to a mosquito. After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the following verse of the Quran, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And on the day of Qiyamah, we shall assign no weight for them. A hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim also reports that a huge man will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and he will not even be equal to the value of the wing of a mosquito. Note, the above hadith means that this person may be huge as far as the physical body is concerned, but due to eating and drinking being the object of his life, he did not perform much good deeds, as a result of which he will be worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obesity that results due to extravagance in worldly luxuries and disregard for the eternal life is frowned upon in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is due to any other cause, it will not be despised. Al-Ma'ini rahimahullah ta'ala writes that a person should not be desirous of having all exquisite and fine foods. But the hadith, we understand, my dear brothers, that to eat well and to drink well is not really a problem. But for a person to become obsessed with food now, that now I will eat this type of food or that type of food, or I cannot eat this type of food, or become something which a person is motivated by, this becomes a problem. But to have good food like that, we are explained by ulama, etc., is that a problem? But to become obsessed with it, that becomes a problem. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat, inshaAllah.